How are you feeling? Really, sister girl, how are you feeling? Because this time of year can bring up so many different feelings, so many different emotions in your business and in your life, or both. So if you are feeling like a chicken with your head cut off, then this episode is for you. I'm going to give you some things that have been helpful for me to stay focused and have intentional time to work my businesses and still enjoy my family and the holiday season. I want you to be able to experience the same exact thing, all while cashing in on the gram. All right, this is going to be an awesome episode. Let's go.
It's your girl, Emmy Cornwell, Instagram biz coach and social selling expert. Welcome to the Hey Hey Emmy Show. This is a podcast where we talk about all things that will be helpful for you and your business. Everything from Instagram tips and tricks to health hacks to relationships and definitely some Jesus. Basically, everything in between Proverbs 31 and Tupac. I am so excited to party with you in each and every episode because ain't no party like a Hey Hey Emmy party. Can I get an amen? All right, let's get into it, sister.
Hey, hey, what's going on? How are you? I mean that. When I ask that question, I truly mean that. How is your heart? Because everything we do stems from our heart. Our thoughts, our desires, our feelings, our emotions, right? The good book says to guard your heart for that very reason. And if you don't have a healthy heart, then all of your decisions, especially in business, but in life too, there is no vacuum. They go together. They go hand in hand. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about both life and business on the podcast is you can't separate the two. So how is your heart? This is going to be an episode that is going to help you check the health of your heart. This is actually a subject that we're talking about in church right now, and I love it. It's not a new subject, but it's something that is very, very relevant, especially during this time of business, because everyone and their mother has Black Friday sales. Okay, today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving in America. You Canadians have already had your Turkey Day. And everyone, whether it's big box retailers or online coaches to direct sales industry, everyone has a Black Friday sale. You, as a business owner, should have a Black Friday sale. Now, because tomorrow is Black Friday, and maybe you're thinking, shoot, I mean, I do not. Well, we're going to help you be better prepared next year so you can capitalize on this time because it is a very popular time in business because you can get back into the black, but it's also a very busy time in holidays and it can quickly get overwhelming and it can become like crazy November. And we don't want that. I don't want that for you. I know you don't want that. And that's why I said we. So in today's episode, I am going to help you just kind of check a couple postures so that you can have focus and intentional time to work your business, because there's a lot of things you cannot control in this season, just in life in general. But there's also a lot of things that you can have intention with that will just help you have a healthier heart. And I was listening to a mentor the other day share this sentence, and it has been helping me tremendously the last couple of weeks because I'm human. It's easy to get into the comparison mode. Oh my gosh, look at her. Like, she's totally crushing business and look at how many sales she has and she's showing up every day and she's like the best mom ever and she's part of her church and she has a part-time job and all of these things. You're just like, I got out of bed today, which is a win. I have been in seasons of life where that absolutely is a huge win. But this phrase really helps me because I was kind of comparing myself recently, especially with having to build a new Instagram account. This time of year usually looks a little different for me, and it's been interesting. God is definitely walking me through some things to build my character. and to put more tools in my tool belt, which I'm thankful for. But I needed to remember to focus on the dream, not the drama. Okay. And specifically my dream. I need to focus on my dream and not the drama. Now, drama can mean a bunch of different things. It could definitely mean like real actual drama. And we want to save that drama definitely for your mama. You know what? No. Who came up with that saying? We don't want your mama to have any, no more drama. Mary J. Blige talks about, isn't there a song that's like, no more drama in my life. Da, 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 da. I feel like it's like a 2000s R&B. Mary J. Blige, look it up. No more drama. Okay. Not for you, not for your mama. But you also, drama could represent distractions. And there are so many distractions right now. The holidays, school stuff, kids, other obligations, responsibilities. For me, although I wouldn't consider a distraction, but being pregnant, there are some other things that I have responsibilities for. But right now, if it is not adding to your purpose, or your profits, it potentially is a distraction. So focus on your dream, not the drama. Now more than ever, I mean this, now more than ever, do you have to put your blinders on and have boundaries? I was actually just sharing this with a group of ladies who are in a high-level mastermind that I co-coach and support them in. And this is something that I've also been sharing with my social retail team and speaking to them about, right? Is you got to put your blinders on. You got to be like that horse that has the blinders on that is running the race. He cannot see how far away his competitors are, or are they ahead of them? Are they behind them? Are they beside them? The horse has no clue. It's the jockey and the horse and the track. The jockey, the horse, and the track. Okay, so you need to put your blinders on now more than ever and to set really, really healthy boundaries with yourself and other people in your life. One of the things that I do during, especially during busy times when our schedules are really full, is communicate with people who are important to me, who are my like people. So for instance, Scott knows that right now is the busiest time of year, period, right? But also for my social retail business. It is all things liquid collagen, liquid collagen, liquid collagen. And so I can't just say, oh, I need your support, honey. Babe, can you support me, babe? They don't know. Use your words. Am I going to be saying that as a parent? Use your words. And be specific. What specifically do you need to get support in? So one of the things is cooking. For us, I'll ask Scott to make dinners on specific nights when I know I have calls or my workload is heavier. Right? So put your blinders on, stop scrolling, stop comparing yourself to Jessica on the internet and Susie from down south and the influencers that look like they have it all together. No one is sharing every single part of their life, even me, who's an open book. It's hard to document when you're crying because you're like, oh, let me get the phone, because then it seems manufactured. Then it seems like you're just doing it to get a reaction. So it's really hard to document all of your life realistically. We do our best, or we should try to do our best. I know I do. But stop comparing yourself and put up those boundaries. Do you need to communicate with your kids that mom is working from X to X time and we're going, you know what, even include them. I love this idea. Include them in the reward part because they are watching. Kids are watching. They're watching you and they're learning. So when you communicate what the goal is that you have for your business during this time, and then you include them in that and say, hey, when mommy gets this, hits this certain part in her business, right? That's the goal she was going for. We're going to have a movie date or we're going to go to Disneyland. I mean, whatever you want, however grand you want, you get to decide. But that brings everyone in and So you're not just isolating yourself. That's one of the ways the enemy, it's actually his best tool. I heard this in church and it was so good. There was this guy who went to like a garage sale or estate sale that the devil was having. And it was all his tools, all the tools that the devil has ever used. Some were like brand new, some were worn out, but there was one that was just like beat up and battered. And you could tell it had been used a lot. Do you want to know what that tool was? That tool was isolation, was distraction, was getting people distracted enough and discouraged enough. That was the big word on the tool, was actually discouraged, so that then they would isolate. So you do not want to isolate. That is a big sign that your heart needs some help. You need some resuscitation, sister. And one of the things that I've also had to focus on, because it is easy to get discouraged, is having an attitude of gratitude, being grateful for what I have right now on the way to where I'm going. Okay. Again, I have way less followers. And although it's not about followers, it is about eyeballs on your business. And this is just Instagram alone, right? I speak to you about building real estate outside of your social medias. I have a great, you know, email list that you're probably a part of, the Instagram Insider Scoop community, as well as this podcast. I have other ways that I'm building relationship with people, but 253 followers compared to 11,000 during the busiest time of year for me business-wise is a little different. And so it would be really easy for me to be down in the dumps and get discouraged. Overall, business is weird this year. It is, all the things in the world that are going on are affecting people's purchasing decisions, but don't get it twisted. People are still purchasing. So you need to do what I teach you and control the controllables. But before I get to those examples, here's as simple as gratitude can be. And it can just set a different perspective in like an instant. God, thank you for today. Lord, thank you for another day to wake up. God, thank you for this house. Thank you for this food. Thank you for my body, Lord. Thank you for the ability that I can move my body. Thank you for my family, Lord. Thank you for my friends. God, thank you for this house. Thank you for providing me a way I can provide income for my family. It doesn't require me to go to a job and to a 9-to-5. Thank you, Lord, that our bills are paid. Thank you, God, that I'm not on food stamps. Thank you, Lord, that I don't have an issue with drinking anymore. Thank you, God, that I'm not in jail. Thank you, Lord, that I'm healthy. Thank you, Lord, that this baby is healthy. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for me on the cross. Lord, you get all the glory. At the end of the day, this is nothing without you. And if all I have is you, that's all I need. And I know you've got me. I know your plans are greater for me than I could ever imagine. My human brain cannot even imagine, because I'm not you. But Lord, thank you that you are God. You are in control. I can be out of control and loving it because you are in control. Right? That was like almost like 2 minutes of just praising him, giving him honor, giving him glory, being thankful. From the littlest thing to the biggest thing. And if you can just like do that for 2 minutes a day, every day, paired with maybe some like affirmations, like I am valuable. I am someone who adds value to other people's lives. I am a business owner that provides solutions for people. I am someone who provides impact for others. I am someone who serves others in a hot, like, an excellent way. Like, you can pair the gratefulness and praising him with the affirmations, and man, I swear you're a different person. But if you need something else to focus on the controllables, because you cannot control people. You cannot control the economy. You cannot control government. You cannot control any of that stuff, but you can control your attitude, your effort. You can control if you show up. And you can control your consistency. And at the end of the day, if you do those things, you can lay your head on the pillow knowing you did your very best. That's all God wants from you, is your best. Because when you give your best, you're honoring him. Your business is to honor him. Does it provide in other ways? Yes, but it points back to him. And at the end of the day, he gave you that dream. That dream you need to focus on the dream, not the drama. He gave you that dream. He didn't give anyone else that dream. He didn't give it to your spouse. He didn't give it to your kids. He didn't give it to your parents. He didn't give it to your coworkers. He didn't give it to your business bestie. He didn't give it to your team. He didn't give it to your clients. He didn't give it to your customers. He didn't give it to the homeless man on the street. He gave it to you. And you are not responsible for communicating that whole dream, but you do need to communicate with the important people in your life and stay focused on the things that we talked about in this episode. You know, one of the things that I am so, so grateful for is you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you're here. Did you know this is huge? I'm so excited. This was a goal, right? Remember I talked to you about communicating with your family and the people who are important to your goals. Well, we started this podcast. The first episode was launched on my birthday, December 11th of last year, 2001. Wow, that is 20 years ago, 2021. And right now we're getting really close. We're only a couple weeks away from that. And my goal was to have 10,000 downloads before our first year anniversary. And guess what? We did it last week. We did it early. Plus, I even took a couple months of break when I was like feeling like I got hit by a Mack truck when I was in my first trimester. So the fact that you have shown up, you have downloaded these episodes, you have listened to them, you have shared them on your stories, you have tagged me, you've messaged me, you've shared your biggest takeaways, you shared how much impact that this show has had on your life. You're sharing it with your family and your friends. You're utilizing these techniques and strategies and things that we talk about to make change in your life and your business so that you can really rake in the cash, because I want you to have no excuses when it comes to the life that you're living. God has called you to an abundant life. So everything that we do together leads into that. And I am so thankful for you. I would not be here sitting in my closet office in Seattle, Washington area, recording these episodes if it wasn't for you. I can talk to anyone who has two ears, but it's so much more impactful for me, joyful for me to be able to speak to you, to come to you wherever you're at, in your kitchen, working out, in your cars, wherever you're listening. I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, it is an honor. I do not take it lightly that you allow me to speak into your life. And I am 100% times a million so thankful for you. So congratulations on being part of an amazing accomplishment of over 10,000 downloads. Woo! So, so exciting. So here is what I want to do. I want to give you a special thing. It's not a thing. It's an amazing, it's awesome. But I want to give you a huge discount on one of my signature courses to help you with your business. I do not want price. I do not want cost to be a factor. So I am discounting my Cash In on the Gram course by a lot. Like, talk about Black Friday. This is definitely Black Friday type of deal. In this course, you're going to learn how to get thousands of ideal clients per day watching your Instagram stories so you can make that cash money, honey. So if you're tired of feeling like no one is watching your Instagram stories, you know that you are ready for maximum engagement, but you don't have all the pieces like quite lined up, and you want to open your Instagram every day to new DMs, you need this course. I was just like you, okay? I was scrambling to make it work on Instagram. I'm going through, you know, building a new Instagram right now, and luckily, I'm not feeling lost like I was when I first started, but maybe that's you. You have no strategy and no sales. That is not helpful. Okay. Both of those is not going to be the business. It's not what you want. So until I discovered my story cash method, that's when things really shifted. And I want you to have that. I want you to have that at a super discounted price. I'm going to teach you my proven story cash method that I talked about to get thousands of sales straight in your DMs. We're going to break it down step by step in this epic 4-module bingeable course with access for life. You're going to have instant access to all the training videos and workbooks. So you can binge this course in just one day, but you can come back to it over and over and over again. And this is exactly what I did to gain thousands of followers on that previous account and to have the views on stories that I do and to make the income that I'm making. And I want you to have that as a gift from me to you. So go to www.cashinonthegram.com/cashgram, or you can just swipe up and the link will be in the show notes. So enjoy. Make sure you do take a screenshot of this episode. Tag me. Join in the celebration. Join in the over 10,000 downloads celebration. I want to celebrate with you. It's so much more fun virtually when we're celebrating together, as opposed to like you listening and then me hoping that you're loving it. So continue the conversation with me over on Instagram at the Hey Hey Emmy. I am so, so thankful for you. I hope you have a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. You eat lots of food. Don't go too crazy. Put your stretchy pants on and enjoy your family and friends. You deserve it, sister. All right. I'll see you on the next episode.
If you loved this episode, I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the show. Make sure to take a screenshot, share this to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Hey Hey Emmy so I can see it and we can keep the convo going. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please write a 5-star review on iTunes. Not only will this make me super happy, but it will allow for other peeps to find our show too. Once you do that review, send me a DM on Instagram so I can hook you up with a free audit of your IG bio. The only way you can get that IG bio audit is to do the 5-star Apple review. So don't forget to write your IG handle on the review so I know it's you. Okay, sister, you know what to do. Until we hang out together again on the next podcast party, have the best day ever.